There's a fight right around the corner just waiting for you. And you better learn how to fight.
You gotta get up every morning fighting, clawing, scratching. You gotta beat depression. You gotta beat anxiety. You gotta beat the naysayers. You gotta beat that little voice in your head that's telling you you're not good enough.
When I think about fighting, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about situations. I'm talking about circumstances. I'm talking about opportunities that sometimes you have to fight for. Come on, life, let's fight. Let's go. Come on, job, let's go. Come on, career, let's go. I'm gonna go to war.
That dream is not gonna just sit there and wait for you to come and get it. You gotta chase it like a man possessed. You gotta go get it.
But to win fights, you gotta have stamina. You gotta be ready to fight and bounce back. Punch and counter punch, jab and jab back. Let me tell you something, life is a series of fights. The worst thing you can do is run away from your fights. Because if life is a series of fights and you run away, you just ran away from your life.
We gotta fight, we gotta fight. We can't lay down. When you lay down, you get ran over.
When you about to fight, you know a fight's coming, your adrenaline begins to pump, your heart begins to race, your mind gets right and say, look, I'm not gonna just fight, I'm gonna win this battle, and sucker, you going down. Some of you guys out there are fighting for your life. Why? Because the doctor told you you have cancer. You better not feel sorry for yourself. You better not lay down and quit. You better get up and fight, because a happy spirit does the body good like medicine. Fighting for your future, fighting for your dreams, fighting for success. When you come over depression, you raise your arms like a champ. When you overcome bankruptcy, you raise your arms like a champ. When you come over divorce, raise your arms in victory. Sometimes in life, you get caught with a good one. You didn't see divorce coming. You didn't see cheating coming. You didn't see being fired coming. You got sucker punched. Oh, I've been sucker punched before, but that doesn't mean I can't stop fighting. We got to get up, baby. When you get sucker punched, get up. When you get hit in the gut, get up. Because if you want to win this war, you got to learn how to fight one battle at a time, one war at a time. Because you might not win every fight, but you got to win the war. You gotta have the right attitude, the right mindset, the right mentality, not just the fight. It's gonna be a war, and you don't quit until you win. It's gonna be a war. And don't you quit until you win.
Let's fight, let's fight, let's fight, and let's fight.
You're gonna have sometimes low moments when you won't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay there. At times you won't want to come out the house. There are some times when things aren't going to go right that will catch you on the blind side that you did not anticipate. There are times when anything that can happen will happen. Murphy's Law will be knocking at your door. See, but the real challenge comes when you get knocked down. That's where the growth takes place.
I got a saying, when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. You've got the power in you to do that. You've got something special. You've got comeback power.
You'll get knocked down, but you won't be knocked out. I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down. You'll be able to get to your feet again, be on the ropes, but you'll have a fast recovery rate when you work on yourself.
You gotta put your foot down and say, that's it. Enough is enough. No longer am I gonna listen to that voice inside my head telling me I'm nothing, telling me I'm no good, telling me I'm weak, telling me I'm useless.
Fight against weakness, against fear, against time, and against decay. Fight back, go down swinging. Give every day everything you've got.
No more am I gonna be this scared little kid inside my head. And today, and from every day after today, I'm gonna start fighting back. I'm going to start doing what I want to do with strength and pride. I'm going to take on the world because that's what I'm capable of. That's what I'm made to do. That's what's inside me.
Commitment. It means taking a stand. Taking a stand for you. It means delivering. It means coming through. When we put ourselves in a situation where we say we're going to do it, it puts you in another zone. The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied that business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny. That is yours. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up. Nothing can resist a person that has that kind of commitment.
Wake up every single day thinking about how can I change my life? How can I stand on the stage with the giants? I started this on homeless on the side of a Turkey Hill gas station, and I told myself I will not die here. I said, how can I build a $1 million business with no money? A conscience in my head spoke to me and it said, purpose. They said, when you work for your purpose will begin to work for you, and dreams and beautiful things will start to manifest. And I truly believe this. As long as you believe in that very gift that you have in the bottom of your stomach, that fire that burns, that dream that wakes you up in the middle of the night and wakes you up and have you screaming to the sun, rise so I can go after this dream. That is the very thing that you should chase every single day. If you chase this dream with consistency and you believe, your booking and your calendar will fill up. You want me to come to the middle of the projects? I'm coming. You want me to go where murderers sleep and live? I'm coming. You want me to fight that abusive husband that's beating on you? I'm coming. I'm going to take drug dealers and turn them into community leaders. I'm going to turn murderers into security. I'm going to turn drug addict mothers back into beautiful queens. I'm going to turn broken men into kings. And I'm going to show them that everything you tried to hide, God placed inside of me to tell the truth. So when I say the kings are on the rise, we are on the rise. Whatever you want out of your life, it's up to you to create. Because every human on this earth is born with this empty canvas. And your life is what you paint. There's nobody more special than anybody on this earth. It's just people that's willing to go down into the valley of nothingness. The valley of darkness. And come back with the sun. It's time that real comes to life. That's why the world is falling in love with this motivation, because it's real. You can feel it. You can see it. You know it. Because my motivation comes from my darkest days. And when I realized that I was going to have to put on my hard hat, that I was going to have to put on my boots, and I was going to have to strap up and fight for this dream, that's when things started to happen. I told people, I never wanted to be the man and the leader that stood in the front and everyone stood behind me. I wanted to be a leader that everybody stood on side of me and we fought together. And we won't sell our soul
for a taste of a light bulb.
I don't care if you're that small boy sitting in them project halls. I don't care if you're that girl that mother treats her like trash and calls her all her name. I don't care if you're that young boy who never had a father to take him outside or throw a football. I don't care if you're that father that they say is not a good father, but they don't understand you never learned how to be a father. You never learned how to love. I want you to know that you still are something. And as long as you got air in your lungs, life in your body, you can be anything you want to be. You can be anything you want to be. This is what we must do to take back our city. This is what we must do to change this world. We must come together collectively. We must understand that these older cats have sold their soul to the devil for a dollar. And they forgot about the babies at the bottom. They never went back. They left us. We don't need you anymore. But are you willing to die? Are you willing to sleep outside of that CEO office for an opportunity? You see, just getting to the opportunity is hard. Seizing the moment is a whole nother monster. So while you fighting and you clawing to get to the next level, let me tell you something. If you're a person out there buying, trying to buy your way to the top, I want to let you know something, King and Queen. You can't buy a legacy. This you must earn.
See, the big dogs, they won't give you the opportunity. You're going to have to take it. You're going to have to sleep in your car. You're going to have to sleep on that floor. You're going to have to cry them tears. But we're not going to be crybabies. We're going to be lions. You know, when a lion is injured, when a lion is bleeding, he licks his wounds and he keeps walking.
Another thing I would advise against is looking too sharply at what other people are doing and ending up being a copycat. Of course, you've got to imitate before you innovate, but always with your own fingerprint. Always thinking in terms of, how am I going to bring something unique, my unique song, my unique song, my unique fingerprint, my unique vibration? How am I going to deliver that to the planet as a gift? You're a gift. Every single one of us is a gift. How are you going to exercise and share your gift?
Reignite your soul by reigniting the spark in your body.
It's definitely natural to do this. Sometimes the way it happens is based on unnatural clocks. But what happens is when you, in that stage, in that time, in my life, it didn't make sense for me to be here because I'm in a going down process. When you go up, right, I'm up, I'm riding high, and then you come down, you're not going to start again at the same circle, right? So you're not the same version of yourself. You can't expect yourself to be who you were during the last cycle. It won't happen. You have new experiences, you're older, your physiology changes, all kinds of happens. But the ego, like you referred to, wants to attach to what was. You had a great year last year, but let it go, because it's no longer. You're not that person anymore. You've got to allow yourself to go through whatever you're going through right now to reemerge on the right timetable as a stronger version of yourself. Just because summer ended doesn't mean that you're supposed to come back up on that next circle. You might still be going down. Failure is important. You need failure in order to succeed. It is the principle of death and rebirth. It is the principle of catabolic and anabolic. the principle of going down so that you can rise up. Done.
When you feel like your energy is all gone and it's impossible to finish every assignment on time. When you feel like you're mentally broken and your motivation to achieve is hard to find. When you feel like the clouds in your life are so dark it would be impossible to ever see the sun shine again. When you feel. Those are three of the most powerful words that could ever be put together. When you feel. Because the feel means you're still with us. Because the feel means you're still breathing. Because the feel means you still have an opportunity to be achieving. Because the feel means that you still have the power to stop the pain. Stop the bleeding. Stop the hurting. Stop the grieving. I said, when you feel. Because the feel means you're still with us. Because the feel means you're still breathing. Because the feel means you still have an opportunity to be achieving. Because the feel means that you still have the power to stop the pain. Still have the power to stop the bleeding. Still have the power to stop the hurting. Still have the power to stop the grieving. So whenever you feel like your professor or teacher has lost their mind, because they're overwhelming you with a workload that seemingly will take up all of your time, I need you to pause and recall the reason why you made the choice to invest your time. And never lose sight of the fact that you were destined to shine. Never lose sight of the fact that you were made for this grind. Never lose sight of the fact that no hole is too deep for you to climb up out of. And above all else, your why will never ever allow you to withdraw. Your why will never ever allow you to pull the plug. Your why will never ever allow you to throw in the towel. See, it's your why that will push you to dig deeper and to go that extra mile. See, not only do you owe yourself, but you told your mama you were finished. You told your daddy you were finished. You told your brother you were finished. You told your sister you were finished. So therefore, it's up to you to never diminish the value of your word. And a wise man once gave me a wise word, and now I'm passing these wise words on to you. You are in total control of your situation. So when you feel like you're facing a breaking point, this is the point when you go to your professor. This is the point when you go to your academic advisor. And not the time to despise her, and not the time to despise him. Simply say, I am in this until I walk across the stage with my diploma. I am in this until I smell the sweet aroma of success. And right now, I'm feeling overwhelmed because I am on academic overload. Do you have any suggestions that will help me power through this semester? Because my only option is to figure this out. And whatever it takes, I can, I will, and I must do. See, I understand that drastic times call for drastic measures. And the measure of a person's will is determined by what they are willing to do to ensure triumph over tragedy. The measure of a person's will is determined by what they are willing to do to ensure success over failure. The measure of a person's will is determined by what they are willing to do to ensure winning over losing. And see, right now, I'm choosing to fight for my academic future, and that's why I came to your office. I promise. When they see that your passion is pushing you with a purpose, they will give you every ounce of their being to assure you are successful because they know you're worth it. I just need you to never forget that you're worth it. Success is your baby. You just gotta birth it. And then kick back and enjoy the fruits of your labor. But in the meantime, I need you to pull up your sleeves. I need you to tighten up your boxing gloves because you're right in the middle of a heavyweight boxing match. And life is trying to take your title, and your survival in this academic arena is at stake. It's moments like these where we separate the real from the fake. But when it's like you shake off any and every punch that life throws and fight back with a series of vicious headshots and body blows to overcome and achieve the victory. But believe you me, life will keep testing you. Believe you me, life will keep trying you. Believe you me, life will keep pushing you. Believe you me, life will keep trying to break you. I don't think y'all heard me. I said, believe you me, life will keep testing you.
Believe you me, life will keep trying you. Believe you me, life will keep pushing you. Believe you me, life will keep trying to break you. Lock in with me. And always remember, you are unbreakable. They want to see you fail. But you are a diamond. And you succeed because you get back up after you fail. And you will get back up again and again until your arms are raised with the wind. So I need you to speak positivity into existence and ignore your inner voice of resistance, because it's your resilience and persistence that will allow you to master your time management skills, that will allow you to break all of these huge assignments down into small pieces, that will allow you to group study with a winner's circle, that will allow you to jump over any, and I mean any, academic hurdles. Always remember, when you fail, that means you are still breathing. And thus, you have an opportunity to keep achieving. This is a great day to win.
When you come to a crossroad and run into the winner and the quitter in you, listen to the winner. The quitter will never take you down the road you want to travel.
I believe we all have a winner inside of us. There's a winner inside of you. Sometimes we've just been hanging around with losers for too long. Develop the mindset of a winner. The truth is, most people give up on their dream. Most people give up on their dream to live the average lifestyle. But it really doesn't matter what most people do. What do you do? Because you are different. You will never give up on your dream. You will not listen to the average. You will listen to the winner inside of you. You will believe in yourself when no one else does. You will believe in yourself when you have no reason to believe. And you will never quit.
I know some of you are going through a rough time. Some of you are going into the fight of your life. Fighting for your future, fighting for your career, fighting for your family. Some of you are fighting for your life. And I am telling you, do not quit. Do not give in. I know life can be tough. I know life can wear you down, but if you just stick it out, even if you don't get the result, you will find the character you showed will be your reward. The fighting spirit you develop will be the reward. And it will serve you well for the rest of your life. Fight for what you want now, or fight against what you don't want later. You choose.
Don't you dare quit. Don't you dare settle. Don't you dare back down. Not today or any other day. When the tough moments come, never forget you are in that moment writing your legacy. In that tough moment, you are setting the standard for your character. Do you have the character? You do.
Fight for what you want now, or fight against what you don't want later. You choose. Fight for what you want now, or fight against what you don't want later. You choose. When you come to a crossroad and run into the winner and the quitter in you, listen to the winner. When you make a commitment to yourself, you make sure you see it through. Never, ever quit.
So be the type of person that's willing to fight. Give your blood, sweat, and tears for what you believe in. And understand, a legacy can never be bought. Let me tell you why. You can't buy a legacy. See, the Most High give us this dynamic gift, this gift that's so amazing. I mean, this gift that the whole world wants to buy. But he makes us work for them. He makes us grind. He makes us feel the pain of the process. And for me, I would say I'd rather have it no other way. See, we get a lot of people that throw all these big conferences, throw all these big amazing events. And what I realize is you pay $10,000, but the Most High is the only one that's going to give you the date that says it's time for you to be great. It's time for you to be phenomenal. See, many of us like to skip the hard part. We like to skip the stages that make us the great people that we are born to be. Les Brown has a saying, live full and die empty. And that's what I live by. I realize that you have to be willing to sleep outside of that office for your opportunity. You must be willing to go down to the shelter and eat those canned goods for your opportunity. You must be willing to almost die for your dream. And you must realize that you cannot buy this. No one can give you this. You must earn this.
I played the game as if my life was on the line. And individuals all over the world to understand this very thing. Greatness lies in the man that believes it's in them.
So all those books, all those manuals, everything you're looking at, you're going to realize one day when you're standing on that stage, when you're standing at that altar, when you're standing at that place of greatness, you're going to remember and you're going to understand that everything I needed was inside of me. Everything I needed was inside of me.
Now if you turned your back on me, I promise I'm going to make you turn around. You will call me King. You will call me King.